Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing well and you're staying healthy and safe. It has been an interesting week, to say the least. But today I have my favorite returning guest, Reverend Gregory Possman, on. And Gregory is a psychic trance channel. And today he is going to be channeling Mother Mary. She wanted to come through, so I'm really excited for that. Gregory is going to join me in just a few minutes. For those of you who are returning guests to my show, thank you for all your kind comments and that you keep coming back and you're listening to me here or you're listening to me on the Om Times podcast or on my podcast. I really appreciate it. But for those of you who are new to tuning into my show for the first time, welcome. A little about me. I am an author and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And I am also a photographer. And in the book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors manifesting postcards. And in there, I include writing exercises to help us get clear on what we want to manifest. And it's a toolbox full of exercises on how to manifest anything you can imagine. I focus on love, money, health, and career, of course, because we all want to manifest more love and more money and more better health, right? If you're interested in finding out more and doing inner work exercises and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore or online and purchase a copy. And there's some really great stories in there. I mean, it's just fascinating. Each week, I share a magical message that I post on Mondays, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation. And I like to focus on affirmations as part of manifesting, and I find that they are very powerful for helping it become a new belief in our lives, right? And beliefs is what changes things. So this week's magical message is, I am pretty powerful. So what does being pretty powerful mean? Well, pretty powerful is redefining what you see when you look in the mirror. It's not just the image looking back at you that you're criticizing. Please don't do that. Pretty powerful means having strength and faith and knowing what you do matters. When we are pretty powerful, we are presidents, CEOs, CFOs, we are bosses, we are executives, we make rules, we are writers, we are authors, we are radio hosts, we are leaders, we are educators and teachers, we are doctors, lawyers, artists, prophets, singers, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, and tias. We run companies and are business owners. We raise children. We entertain. We love and we take care of our own. We run the world. We have integrity and are unique in our expression. We are queens or kings. We live everywhere in the world and we come in all human expressions of form. We make things happen. We are master manifestors. We create our own reality. We vibe high. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, especially today, don't forget who you are, which is pretty powerful. We seem to forget. Get that. We think we're small, but we're not so small. So if you want to see these magical messages that I post each week, you can find them across any of my social media platforms, Postcards to the Universe, and you can also find them on my website. And if you happen to be on Facebook and you're looking for a group to join to feel inspired and see uplifting stories and images, you can join my public Facebook group, which is called Postcards of Love. Now, I haven't been on as much as usual lately, especially this past week, because unfortunately we lost our kitty last week, Willow. It was very unexpected, and she was very special. So, you know, I've been a little sad. The whole family's been a little sad. But I did do something super nice for myself on Valentine's Day. It was a it was time for me to get a new car, so I got myself a little red beauty for Valentine's Day. It's important to treat yourself. I hope many of you listening had a nice Valentine's and got to be with someone you loved or did something loving for yourself. Treat yourself really, really well. It's so important. Okay, so next week I have Barry Nicolau on, and Barry is the author of the successful, empowering, number one best-selling book, The 11 Master Secrets to Business Success and Personal Fulfillment. Ideal for performance, cultures, and work-from-home teams, among other areas, Barry's forte is explaining the science of creative visualization, subconscious paradigms, and recognizing sabotage through four primary well-being areas, which he's going to share with us next week. And he has a really cool Aussie accent. So he's from Australia. He's from down under. So that should be fun. But all right, now let's get to my guest today. For those of you who don't know, Reverend Gregory Postman has been on, God, I don't even know how many times now. He's a regular, probably once every 6 weeks, and I'll just tell you a little bit about him. He began as a psychic trance channel in 1991, and Gregory channels over 40 light beings, including Sananda, Archangels Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, as well as Master Teacher Spirit Kuan Yin, Mary, and five members of the Council of Shambhala and others. He also channels the Palladians, Syrians, and the Venusians, and he performs workshops throughout the world and offers recorded channeled private sessions by phone. And today, Gregory is going to be live channeling Mother Mary and speak about the feminine infusion of energy into the human race and Earth. So each month, if you go to his website, he has a free channeled message that he puts out at the beginning of the month, and you can find out more about him if you go to his website, Gregory, that's Gregory Postman, Postman.com. Hi, Gregory. How are you?
I am well.
Good. I'm glad that you're here. I want to know, how's your family?
Everyone is doing well. I, too, bought myself a wonderful gift for Valentine's Day. I bought a sump pump.
That
is used to empty my hot tub in 20 minutes or less.
Oh.
And what I did before was drain it in 3 hours or more. And now I am looking forward to trying my new sump pump. I guess that's something that we of the male gender get excited about, but
yeah,
I suspect
that sounds like
does not generate great interest amongst the feminine side. But for me, it's a big deal. It's been fun. I haven't used it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So,
hey, whatever makes you happy all that matters, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Mine is my little red beauty. So she's got all the bells and whistles. It's really exciting. I love that. And I love that new car smell. I mean, it was a real crap week. And, you know, for anybody listening who loves their pets, which many of my listeners do, they know how much it sucks when you lose them, you know, because they're part of the family. So it's been tough. It's been tough, but I do want to share, and I think you'll appreciate that, because we're connecting with, you know, the non-physical, even though they're still here, and I'll just get your thoughts on it. So our little Willow had a favorite toy, and it was a stick, and it had little hanging things and little bells. And for some reason, in the middle of the night when everybody was sleeping, she would always pull it out of the room where her cat tower was, the playroom, and she would leave it. She would leave it in front of the door, in the bedrooms. She would leave it in the hallway, in the living room, in the coffee maker. And she would always, like, leave them all around the house. So it was kind of a joke. And we have two other cats, and they never touched it. So the day that she passed, I said to my niece and my sister, because it was the three of us, I said, Willow, I talked to her, make sure you let us know you're okay and move your toy for us tonight. And I kid you not, I was going to say shit you not, but I said it anyway, I kid you not. At 12 o'clock, the cat toy was in the doorway where Bella was sleeping. And I woke her up to show her. And then again, and I moved it back, and in the morning, it was in front of the coffee maker.
So those are trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And because Willow possibly was not an outdoor cat and could not bring her trophies inside,
That was
she began to adapt to those particular items being trophies, and that's the reason I believe why she may have left them in various parts, because they were like gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that perspective, you know, that behavior for cats is, we have two cats, and that behavior, of course, is very much ingrained in them. It's instinct. And so those were her trophies, and her trophies are then given to her humans, mm-hmm. and leaving them out in the open is a very obvious way of saying, look what I brought you. Luckily, it wasn't a snake or a rodent
right,
or some other kind of, you know, thoroughly mm-hmm. disgusting little creature that you probably wouldn't have been too excited about finding. So, but that's what I think was going on for her. And then, of course, after she passes out of this world, she figures out how to place them again. Mm-hmm. And so she's reminding you that even though she may be on the other side, she's still very much a part of your consciousness and your awareness.
Mm, yeah, I love that. I took pictures of it because I want to have a record of it, because I was like floored that she did it. And you know, and yeah, they're always around us. And actually, I would when Mary, what we're gonna do is after the break is when we're gonna bring Mary on, and then we do it again after the second break. So I have a lot of questions for Mother Mary. So I want to ask Mother Mary about animals on the other side. Like, I'm just curious about what she has to offer. So why don't you share a little, I mean, like I said, you've been on my show a bunch of times now, but I'm always getting new listeners. So can you share just a little bit about what you do when you trans-channel for those who mm-hmm. have tuned in and listened, are hearing us for the first time?
Well, the easiest way to do that is probably answer the questions that I get asked most often. People want to know mm-hmm. where I go. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I'm floating above me is the way it feels. I feel a little bit of connection to my physical body, but not that much. People always ask, do I remember what's been said? Bits and pieces, occasionally words, but mm-hmm. oddly enough, most of the information is still in my brain when I get done. So if there are questions about it, I can always answer them. I don't even understand that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the last question is always, how did I start? And mm-hmm. that started back in my midlife crisis when I was 38. And I decided that the Creator had something for me to do that I wasn't doing. And I spent about 6 months, maybe longer, trying to figure that out. And I was a skeptic. I didn't believe in any of this. And all of a sudden, I was doing it. So I think that has something to do with our plan mm-hmm. before we get here. And interesting question yesterday, a client asked, what part of our life is predetermined and what part mm-hmm. isn't? And mm-hmm. The answer was 50-50. In other words, 50% of it's probably predetermined, and the other 50% depends on what sort of choices we make.
That's a good question, actually.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah, because I wonder about that sometimes, you know, fate, is it fate? But then, you know, I'm also all about, you know, co-creating with the universe, and we create our own reality. So that's interesting that somebody asked you that question. And Gregory and I usually we'll email back and forth before a show, and who, you know, I'll say, who are you thinking, who might want to come through? Or sometimes you'll just tell me who's like kind of knocking on your door, who says mm-hmm. they want to come mm-hmm. through, which kind of was the case this time. So what is it like, you get an intuitive hit, you hear Mother Mary and she said, I want to be present for the show? How does that work?
It's more of a feeling. I think it's kinesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And it can seem like a thought, but I've come to realize it's more than that. It's more like an impression, and that probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's how I experience. I'm not clairvoyant. I'm mm-hmm. not necessarily clairaudient, but I believe mm-hmm. I'm clairsentient. So it just comes, it kind of shows up, and then physically, sometimes it feels like a little bit of pressure on my shoulders. It's not mm-hmm. uncomfortable. It's very comfortable, and it's very familiar. And it just sort of comes out of the blue. I haven't channeled Mary for quite a long time, so I think it's really fascinating that she wants to come through now. And I believe mm-hmm. that last night was the full moon. It was incredible here in the mountains. I live in mm-hmm. North Carolina. And the full moon was just amazing. It was amazing how much light was coming through the window. But I don't know, maybe she'll mention that. But that was interesting to mm-hmm. me.
Yeah, I think the full moon really apexed today, Eastern time.
It probably
does. Yeah, but yeah. It looks full. It looked full last night. Yeah. The full moon in Leo. I think so. It's a full moon in Leo. So when you said you feel like a pressure, do you think mm-hmm. that you think that she's laying her hands on you, so to speak? I mean, obviously
absolutely.
It's not
we'll go with
obviously
that.
It's
that
not physical
great.
Hands, right?
She sure is. I don't know if they're hands or if it's, you know, courts. I don't know. It feels a little bit like we're here, mm-hmm. wake up, and get mm-hmm. out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know there's a lot of mothers out there who are very connected to Mary because she was obviously the mother of Jesus. And you think it would be corny if I asked her what Jesus is doing over there?
That might be interesting.
He's I'm just probably curious.
Doing a, he's probably doing a concert with Elvis. I'm not sure, but who knows?
Well, whatever.
I don't mean that. I know that's I know. Facetious and it may sound disrespectful. I don't mean it to.
I know. It's all in good fun, right? It's all
Absolutely.
In good fun. All
Absolutely.
Right. So we're going to take our break now. And when we come back, we're going to just go into it. So guys, stay tuned. And I'll be back in just a couple minutes with Gregory Possman, who's going to be channeling Mother Mary.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So if you're just joining me, I have Reverend Gregory Possman on, and he is a psychic trance channel, and he is going to be channeling Mother Mary. So really quick, Gregory, I just had a thought during the break, and I think maybe for the next time we decide to do a show together, we could do a call for like questions from outside people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Before Absolutely. We come on the show. So yeah. So when we set it up and we have a date, I'll send out, you know, a call for some people to give me a list of questions, you know, because I just asked somebody on Facebook who said, listening now, do you have any questions? And she does. So when I get to Mary, I will ask it.
Sounds
All righty. I'm going to let you move yourself out of the way and I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Here we go. We are the one called Mary, and we greet you. We would
Hello.
Ask you to breathe and to allow yourself to open to both the left and the right sides of the brain. You are curious and you have questions. What is it that you wish to know?
Thank you for being here. And how did you know I wasn't breathing? Because when you said breathe, I realized I wasn't breathing. So thank you, Mother Mary. I have lots of questions. I know you said you wanted to speak about the feminine infusion of energy into the human race and the earth. And I want it from your perspective. What is feminine energy? What does it look like to infuse the earth with feminine energy?
Feminine energy is the epitome of unconditional, unlimited love as taught by the Christ consciousness. And as many are aware, the Christ walked on the earth over 88 times, and each of those times discovering and investigating more and more of what is called theosophy or religion or philosophy, and ultimately decided, after all of that investigation, that the aspect of love, compassion, and truly caring, not only for others but for self, was the answer to what one might call the spiritual quest. And so that which we call feminine energy absolutely creates what one might call a result of that compassion and that caring. It is not to say that one sacrifices self. That is not necessarily the definition, because self must be as important as others. And so in the process, it is finding that balance between love for self and love for others. That is the infusion of feminine energy that is taking place on the planet now.
Thank you. Are more souls shifting their own energy to be a more feminine, to be more receiving, to be more compassionate, maybe would be the better way to say it?
What you would call the epidemic or pandemic, however you describe it, has created an opportunity for many of you to go inside rather than outside. And if you think in terms of distraction, what you call the entertainment industry, which, please believe us, we are not judging or condemning in any way, shape, or form, but it is a way for distraction to take place. And if one decides that one is bored, One doesn't always just sit down and decide to meditate or pray or contemplate. One doesn't always go out into nature. Oftentimes, one takes the option of turning on one of those electronic devices that so many of you are so fascinated by. But the question one must ask is, what is the greatest fear on the planet? And the truth is, the greatest fear is the silence inside. In other words, many of you are terrified of that aspect of being alone, of being quiet, and listening to your soul. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One of the reasons is that you're afraid of what you might hear. In other words, your soul is incredibly powerful, and so are each of you. And when you come intact or contact with that power, when you're in touch with it, when you're connected to it, it oftentimes frightens you, and you begin to wonder what you should do with it. But the truth of the matter is, when you go inside and listen to the silence, you are listening to the soul. When you are listening to all the voices, you are listening to the ego. So, in other words, when you are thinking from the perspective of ego. But when you sit quietly, or lie down, if that's how you prefer to do it, you are now listening to the soul. And the soul may confuse you. It may send you messages that you're not quite sure about the meaning. But eventually the universe will send you the rest of the message. So even if you only get a part of it and it doesn't make great sense, the rest of it will be delivered. That is almost guaranteed.
Thank you. So somebody posed this question to me. What should we focus on for spiritual growth?
We believe we just answered that question. However, we will extract a bit more if necessary. What one must listen to is everything. And what is everything? Everything are all of the messengers that you create in your life. You mentioned your feline friend who recently transmitted or transitioned over to the other side. Those animals that you have in your life, even the wild ones. Yesterday the man Ashid went outside to fill his bird feeders, and there was a beautiful red cardinal who was on the feeder for a little bit longer than one might expect. And as he looked at that creature, he thought to himself, I am so fortunate to be able to see such natural beauty just outside my door. This is amazing. Now that cardinal has been there for a few months, but the man had not seen it previously. So something as trite or as, shall we say, unimpressive, although he was impressed, something like that can make a tremendous difference in your life, and it is truly a messenger. So as you begin to pay more attention to the colors around you and the messages that are being delivered from the universe, so to speak, postcards to the universe. What does that mean? Postcards to the universe are your message that you infer or introduce into the universe so that another may see them and receive the message you have to deliver. And then some of your listeners will say, but what gives me the power to do such? What allows me to think that I am so important? What doesn't? You are important, incredibly important. And if you think about how much energy it took to get here, to be born, and all of the people who were involved in the process, it is an amazing process and gives you much to take pause and think about. And then many think to themselves, well, it's just a human life. It's really not that big a deal. And then there are others on your planet, and we hear them all the time, thinking that they have made some mistake, and that they shouldn't be here. They should be elsewhere. The truth is, they are in the perfect place. And believe it or not, the life they are living is absolutely perfect to generate the lessons they are here to learn. And no one said they like them or dislike them. But the truth of the matter is, it is indeed all perfect. And so that infusion of feminine energy, the self-care and the self-love that we spoke of, it is just as important as loving everything around you. Because in truth, you are everything around you, and everything around you is you. You are connected.
Wow. I was going to ask you, since you brought up that obviously you heard me speaking with Gregory about my pet, I was going to ask you, do we get to reunite with our lost, our loved ones and our pets when we pass?
Oftentimes you do. You may not recognize them immediately, but you may reconnect with their spirit and their soul. You have heard the term soul groups. Mm-hmm. Soul groups come into the planet in order to learn similar lessons. And since there is no time and no space on our side, how do they reunite? They reunite vibrationally or frequency-wise. They recognize a frequency that they are familiar with. And if you could call it curiosity, or you can call it fate or destiny, whatever you like, those frequencies realign. And when they realign, they may not be in the same similar form. So in other words, if your pet's future lessons were to be learned as a human being, they could actually come back as a human being. And then they would learn those lessons that all of you have come to learn as a group.
Wow, I didn't know that pets could come back as human beings, or animals could. That's very, very interesting. Wow. Yeah, that just blew my mind. So
we hope it isn't blown too seriously.
No. Listen, I wouldn't mind being a dog or a wolf in a life. Certainly a cat.
The man Arshid has decided that if he has to reincarnate, he would prefer to be one of his own cats.
Yeah.
Because he has decided they are quite spoiled.
Yes, I agree with him. What happens to us when we are when we die?
Well, you don't die. You think you do. Mm-hmm. But your physical body literally turns into dust or whatever it turns into. But to understand the cord that connects your physical body to it, which is from your soul, of course, that silver cord, or whatever color you wish to see it, is actually disconnected. The soul, on the other hand, lives on forever into infinity, and all of the memories and all of the experiences are captured in the soul from that lifetime. And then it is to understand you live on in the memory of all of those to whom you feel you have departed. So in other words, your little cat will live on forever in your memories, and you will be reminded of some of her antics and behaviors and some of the lessons she may have taught you. And so it is that one never really dies, but is continuing on in that collective consciousness, so to speak, of all of those whom they touched while they were present in this life.
Are we greeted by our guides and angels when we shed our bodies?
It is a party that you will never forget.
That's the greatest answer ever.
Yes, it is. It is the truth as well.
That's just
And it's
lovely.
Not only your friends and family. It is your adversaries and your enemies as well.
Interesting.
And the Native Americans say that one of the most spiritual things you can do is to actually bless your adversaries, your enemies, to bless them. Show them compassion, for they too are your teachers. You may not like the lesson they are teaching you, but the truth of the matter is they are still teachers.
What happens when we are in the active dying stage as far as hospice care? We know somebody, a friend of the family, who is actively dying right now, and he's in hospice. So what is that experience like for that person?
For many people, it is the experience of what is called conscious death or conscious transition. Mm-hmm. Forgive the man. And conscious transmission and transition means that you become extremely aware of all of those on the other side who are waiting for you and welcoming you into the process. There is, of course, or can be, a tremendous amount of fear, because that transition out of the physical body that you may have been in for 60, 70, 80 years or more, that becomes familiar. It's not everything, it's just familiar. And then all of a sudden, you think to yourself, now what? Where am I headed next? But at some point, memory kicks in after you have been connected with, so to speak, by so many of these beings, and they do not have bodies, but they may show themselves as if they did, so that you can remember or familiarize yourself with their image, and they welcome you, and they tell you things like, you've nothing to worry about. Everything is going to be fine. There will not be pain. There will not be loneliness. And there will not be any sort of discomfort. Even if there is discomfort in the physical form, it is not going to continue. And then there is what one might call a rather violent death that takes place very quickly. And in that case, oftentimes, the individual consciousness that was part of the physical being is quite confused, and it's searching for its contact, its conduit, so to speak, with the soul. And it may take a little while for that to take place. But when it does, there is again that sense of great comfort, a feeling of tremendous, tremendous, overwhelming peace. That is the best word to describe it. A great sense of peace.
Thank you for that. Okay, so we're at the second break now, so let's take that here, and then I have some more questions for you, Mother Mary, when we come back, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. I have Gregory Possman here, who is channeling Mother Mary, who's with us right now. Mother Mary, thank you for what you were sharing with us before the break. And I have a question about us, why we are here. What, do we cause our own suffering? It seems that so many people are suffering on a daily basis, and how can we shift that?
Each of you create your reality. You've heard that a million times. Mm-hmm. Each of you create your own suffering. Each of you create what one might call choice. And a huge part of shifting that is to recognize that one has choice. In other words, it often feels like, as a victim, you have no choice in a particular situation. But the question we suggest you ask self is, what can I do? And then get out of the left brain and flow into the right brain and believe in miracles, because you are a miracle. Masteress Kuan Yin has told you that before. If you are a miracle, and of course you have to believe it first, then you can do magic. And the magic you can do is begin believing in yourself and everything around you, like the universe, and start to see the ways in which you are supported, not the ways in which you aren't. So, when you focus on all of the negativity and you refuse to see the optimism or the opportunity, then you become so drugged down in the mire, so to speak, it's like falling in the abyss, the dark hole of the well, the rabbit hole, as some of you call it. And in order to get out of that, one must begin to believe that there is opportunity, there is possibility. And then one starts to get outside of self and asking others, what can I do? How can you help me? What opportunity am I missing? And once you arise out of that victim status, no matter how your parents lived, no matter what you were born into, it is that initial spark, that initial belief that this does not have to be my fate or my destiny. We heard the question asked before, what part of it is destiny or fate, and what part of it is my own concoction or my own creation? If it is 50-50, as was answered, then that means that only half of it is made up of that which you came into this world for. So the question becomes, of the other 50% that you have control over, what is your lesson? What am I to learn? Imagine you were born disfigured, and everyone believes in your ugliness. And yet, somewhere along the path, someone tells you how beautiful you are inside. Wait a minute. If I am beautiful inside, does it not mean that perhaps I could be beautiful on the outside as well? Of course it does. And that is the beginning of what some might call the massive kind of realization, the aha moment, or whatever you wish to call it, And once you begin down that road, everything begins to change.
Are more of us doing that on a collective scale? Are more of us being more compassionate? It seems that if you look at, you know, social media and the news and television, what's featured is always the negative or always the sensationalism, not necessarily the compassion and the kindness. So sometimes it's hard to remember that that is going on because we are bombarded by the horrible things that we see.
There are exceptions to the horrible. And more and more you will see in your media what we call the good news. And you will see that compassion, examples of it. Because in truth, the consciousness of humanity is rising. What we call the vibrational frequency of humanity is rising.
Okay.
And so, there is more and more interest in the good news and the optimism and the positive than there had ever been before. And the truth of the matter is, that trend, if you wish to call it that, will continue. It's a pattern of energy, and it is embracing the planet Earth. If you look at technology, the technology has been created for amazing things to happen. Whether those things are used for destruction or construction, that is the choice. And that choice is being made more for the positive than the negative.
Well, that is very good to hear. You mentioned something earlier where you said that we should, even our enemies, we should wish them well. So if we are taking care of others, what do we do if somebody is harming us? How do we take care of each other if we're being harmed by someone?
You must first forgive them. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the statement, they know not what they do. Well, they don't. And so the truth of the matter is, you must first acknowledge that they are a part of you. No matter how much you wish not to, and you will wish not to, will think to yourself, how can they be a part of me? They are doing me harm. Why would I do myself harm? Well, perhaps that represents the darker side of you, what some might call the shadow, if you're in the, what do you call it, the psychological realm. Well, if that's the shadow, why is it presenting itself to you? What lesson does it bring? Perhaps it is a lesson about self-care, self-love, self-acceptance, and self-deserving or self-worth. And in that victim mode that we spoke of a few moments ago, the first part is to recognize that it's not that you deserve it. It's not that something out there, a greater power than yourself, is looming it down on you, so to speak. That's not happening. The question is, what is the lesson here? This person who is doing me harm, what am I to learn from that? What am I to take away, so to speak? Perhaps it's a matter of boundaries. Perhaps it's recognizing that I don't deserve this treatment, and I will not allow it to continue. So, you confront your adversary, and you say, if you cannot treat me with respect, then I will remove myself from your presence, however that need be done. And that is the first step in standing up for self. And that may be all that is necessary to change the outcome or the experience.
Yeah, I wish it was it's easier said than done when you're being harmed. But I know the wisdom that you are imparting on us, so I totally understand that. Do you and the other higher spirits, can our thoughts be heard through consciousness over there from here?
First, it is fascinating to us that you call us higher spirits, for we are not. We are all equal, so to speak.
Interesting.
And yes, we can hear your thoughts.
Great.
We can hear all that you think, all that you say.
Wow.
We even watch all that you do.
Wow.
And so, okay, given our conversation about the messages, we send those messages to you in different ways. The cardinal, the man saw yesterday, that was a message about his self-worth. Difficult to explain, but that is precisely what it was. And his recurring thought now is to have fun, is to make everything fun. And so he is in the process of working on that.
I'm going to look at messages a little bit different going forward.
We would imagine so.
Do we have a date in time of when our body is going to expire, or is that changeable?
Not set, so to speak. Created by what is called the gatekeeper. Each of you have a gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is the one who ultimately has the final say, so to speak, over when the cord is cut. But it is to understand, oftentimes, that date, as you think of it, feels like it is hereditary. Hundreds of thousands of you, probably millions of you, believe that if your mother or your father expired at a certain age, you will probably do the same. Interestingly enough, one has nothing to do with the other. So just because your parent or those who parented you died at the age of 65 or 67, it doesn't have anything to do. You might live until you're 102. Each path is incredibly different. And whatever is needed for that path to be fulfilled, that is what is going to happen.
Okay.
You see, that's part of that realization that you're not a victim. The truth is, you're not. You do have control over your reality. And if you can stop for a moment and ask yourself, why am I creating this? What is the message? What is the lesson? And how might I change it? If I send one of those postcards out to the universe, who will see it? And if they contact or connect with me, what might they have to offer me as a gift? And then, of course, the process changes. Everything changes. You call that magic. You call it conjuring a spell. Of course it is.
Oh, I love that. I only have a couple minutes, and I asked Gregory that I was going to ask you, and you mentioned Jesus walked the earth 88 times. Where is Jesus now?
It is what one might call a consciousness. It is a spirit. It is a collective of teachings. And that entity, the one called Sananda, being the oversoul of that entity, keeps all of that wisdom and disperses it as often as possible. So if you think of it, which of course you human beings do, you want to humanize it, make it look a certain way. It's not a certain way. It doesn't have an appearance per se. One might say it's a series or a collection of teachings. That's probably the most accurate way to describe that consciousness.
Well, thank you, Mother Mary, for being here with me today. We're going to have to wrap up the show, unfortunately, so I'll let Gregory have his body back, but I am honored that you came and joined me today. Thank you so much.
We are most grateful. So be it. Back again.
Back again.
Back in the high life again.
That's so interesting. Well, that was really cool. Oh, man. Wow. I love it every single time. So, Gregory, do you have anything coming up that you want to share, or are you traveling anywhere before we wrap up?
Not traveling anywhere. We're doing another webinar on the 26th of February. One slight commercial, I guess, is what I'd say. For the first time in a year, I've actually placed a new channeling on my website. It's called Healing and Creating in the Creator Stream of Consciousness. Healing and Manifesting in the Creator Stream of Consciousness. So that's available on the website as a download. And if anybody's in the process of trying to figure out how to manifest more or differently, I would say that's probably the thing that I might recommend.
I have to go over and check that out. I didn't see that.
Might
that's
want to take a
cool.
look. It's on the front page of the website.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I like the title, too. Thank you so much, Gregory, as always. I always love having you. Such a pleasure. Guys, check out GregoryPossman.com, and you can find out so much more about him, and I'll have him back, of course, again, as soon as I can. Thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, Creating the Life You Crave, and I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.